Jesus knew what was coming. The night before, having washed disciples' feet and instituted what we now call the Lord's Supper, he and the disciples went to Gethsemane. He asked them very simply, "Sit here while I pray." It's the one thing he asked of them. "Can you just stay here? Because I really need you now." Jesus knew what was coming. He took Peter, James, and John, the inner three, the three who had seen him being transfigured at Caesarea Philippi, halfway through Mark's Gospel, a turning point in the Gospel. The crowds up until that time had been enthralled by him. He'd been healing, raising people from the dead, casting out demons. He had to keep moving on, so popular he was. But there was an undercurrent of opposition, slowly but surely growing. All hinges, you see, on who is this Jesus? Why are we here today? What brought you in the middle of a bank holiday when the rest of the world doesn't quite know what on earth today is about? Why have you paused to be here just for 1 hour? He took Peter and James and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. The English doesn't do it justice. Heartbroken doesn't do it justice. The next verse gives us a clue. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." This is not the Messiah at the Transfiguration. This is not the Christ that Peter wanted to build a booth or a tent or something to contain the high point of faith. This is a vulnerable man facing arrest, trial, humiliation, being stripped, spat at. Ultimately to face, as we will shortly hear, one of the cruelest deaths that man has ever invented. He was exhausted. We know that from the speed of his death. He was utterly spent. He'd only been going in ministry 3 years. But he was totally spent. And just for a short time, he wanted his inner three to be with him. He says simply two things, and I think he says it to us today. Stay here and keep watch. I'm a simple Christian. I like it simple, really. I don't like long sermons, although I'd preach many of them. I really don't really want to hear long sermons. It's just very straightforward. It's stay here and keep watch. We stay here, difficult it is may be. You're watching somebody you'd care for deeply, and you're to stay here. If you, like I, have had the privilege of being alongside someone in the last hours of their life, you know how important it was to stay. There's nothing you can do. It's distressing, it's hard, watching someone you love and care for deeply go through agony. They had no idea it was his last hours, even though he'd warned them at least 2 or 3 times. They knew something was up, but they were hopeful. Palm Sunday, as we call it, wasn't that long ago. They still thought there was a chance that he would be the Messiah they wanted him to be. He's a very different sort of Messiah. Actually, a much more effective one. Because we're still here remembering him to this day. How good are we at staying? Stay here and keep watch. Of course they did stay, but they fell asleep. And didn't go anywhere. But it wasn't the staying he was looking for. He agonizes with his father. Can this cup go from me? Is there possibly another way? We know the theology. We know this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We say it often enough in our services. Again, to the outside world, the words that we use sometimes don't mean a lot. We're not used to slaughtering lambs nowadays very much, so we're not quite sure what that's about. But we know there's something deeply wrong in the world. We just listen to the news or read our papers. We know ourselves, so we know that there's stuff that's wrong. We don't need to tell people that we're sinners. We know that. We need to tell people there's a way through it. That's why it's called Good Friday. But the route to that is painful. It's sometimes staying, not knowing what the outcome will be. The word that's used is the word to remain. Same word in John's Gospel when Jesus says, "Remain in me and I'll remain in you." It's the same word. He wants us to remain with him. He wants the church to continue to remain with him while the world does what it does. We are to remain. We're to be constant. To abide, as the older version of the Bible has it. How good are we at abiding? To remain is hard when it's not good. They weren't expecting his death, yet he was. Stay here and keep watch. How can we stay? Matthew's gospel gives us a clue. Remember the passage about the sheep and the goats? About when you go alongside someone who's hungry and feed them, or is thirsty and give them a drink, or a stranger and befriend them, and naked and clothe them, and sick and bring healing, and prisoners and visitors visit them, and they inquire, "Well, you know, when did we do it for you? Whenever you did it for one of the least of mine, you did it for me." So when we stay with people who are deeply anxious and distressed, we are remaining and staying with Jesus. The unseen work of the church. The carers. The one looking after a relative or a loved one who's got dementia. Who can't be here today. The one who's got a child who's disabled. The one who has a teenager who's going through profound difficulties, emotional difficulties. And people just remain. I met a lady the other day to give a vision day on evangelism. I hadn't even bothered. She's on her 34th foster child. Little baby. Baby born, addicted to drugs because the mother is addicted to drugs. So she's trying to get the baby off. And the baby's going through that terrible time to come off drugs. It's not anything to do with itself. A mum, actually she's a grandmum, who could be enjoying life, but she's choosing to have the 34th baby in the household. That's remaining. That's staying. We don't know who she is. I do. There's deep agony in these words in Jesus. They describe an extremely acute emotion, a compound of bewilderment, fear, uncertainty, anxiety. And he wants them to share in that vulnerability. I spend most of my life trying to convince the 5% in the church and chapels, there's 95% out there who need to know about the love of God. Not to boost our numbers, not to boost our income, not to do any of those things, because of what God has done for them in Jesus this hour. That's why. And we're constantly remaining in that task until he comes. We never give up. And that remaining may not be out in the streets. It may not be doing some sort of ministry that's authorized. It's just getting on with it in life. That's the remaining that Jesus looks for. That speaks to the vulnerable. That speaks to the bewildered. That speaks to those going through deep anxiety of soul. Could you not stay awake for 1 hour? Stay here, he says, but he also says, keep watch. Be vigilant. Used to be the armed forces many years ago in the RAF, and we used to have guard duty. Not that anybody at those days was going to take on RAF Brampton with public footpaths going the way through it. It wasn't really the linchpin of the central... Anyway, it was... The worst thing we got was a Unigate man with a milk float. But we had to be on duty. We were there 24 hours on, and there had to be somebody awake. That was the key thing. Somebody had to be awake. You never actually did know. You never do. Those jobs are desperately boring. And unfortunately, in our day and age, you need to be alert at all times, because you never quite know when something might possibly just happen, as we've recently seen in Brussels Airport. But we're to keep watch. Perhaps it's to keep watch for those who are going to arrest him. We're not quite sure. Perhaps it's just to keep watch for Jesus. Perhaps it's just to keep watch, as we now know, for his second coming. But we're to keep watch. I love the idea of 24/7 prayer. That in God's economy, someone somewhere in the world is praying all the time. As we're asleep, the other side of the world, they're up praying. As they're asleep, we're praying. We're connected. So when you go through your difficult times, when you go through your valleys of the shadow, when you go through your anxious times and bewildering times, Jesus goes with you. Jesus goes with you. Remain in me. And I will remain in you.